Yeah, like say something funny before I start the intro movie.
Okay, something funny. No, that wasn't funny?
Yeah, that was total shit. Double Dutch, anime stash. Stash. Hey there, kiddos. Looks like you found your dad's anime stash. This week in the studio, we've got Bencho Albert with us. So you used to be called Cy, and now you're Albert. When did you change your name?
Unofficially.
Okay.
It's an alias.
That sounds good. Hey, do you want me to call you Cy or Albert?
It doesn't matter. You could call me Cy.
I've never called you Albert. I've always called you Cy. I think I'm going to stick with that.
That's fine.
This'll just be our thing. Hey, what are we doing this week?
Digimon Season 3. Digimon Tamers.
We're not. It was close. Oh, super close, man.
Shit. I watched the wrong thing.
So, before we get started, I have to kind of admit something.
What?
And I don't want you to lose all respect for me.
You lost all of it.
I rigged the wheel to make sure we were watching season two. Yeah. I was pretty tricky about it, but
yeah.
You know, I felt like it had to be done.
Even now that you're saying it, I don't believe you.
I know. But, like, you got to think, man. We gave DBZ a month. We gave Yu Yu Hakusho a month. Digimon deserves a month.
Digimon deserves a month, yeah. At least. Yeah.
Realistically, we could probably do a whole Digimon podcast. It'd probably be way better than this. But that's not why we're here. We're not here to make good podcasts.
Oh. I mean, it sounds right.
Yeah. All right, so Digimon Adventure 02. What the fuck is that?
That's the part where they fight the emperors, right? No?
That's this whole season.
Oh.
Right, so you weren't here back in the day. I don't even think it was the same name of the show. We reviewed Digimon Season 1, right? Okay. So, that'd Digimon Season 1, also called Digimon Adventure 01. Oh. Digimon Adventure 02 is the sequel. So Digimon Adventure 01, we've got our 8 very young kids go to camp for the summer, get pulled into the digital world, fight Myotismon, win, and then they go home.
Okay.
And then in the meantime, you know, they have our war games.
Okay.
Right. And now.
So when does Dark Genii lick a girl's face?
So that doesn't happen for like 10 years.
Oh, okay.
So that was part of what we reviewed last week.
Okay. So this is before that. I was wondering because there were so many Genii's right in a row.
So there was only one Genii, but we'll get into that later. That was, man, this is one of the reasons I love Digimon. Because I'm decently sure, and I haven't watched the sub, because I'm not going to watch sub Digimon, except for when I do, but I'm decently sure in the sub version, that's probably just Jedi everywhere, but in the American version, no, we don't need to do that shit.
I'm pretty sure that, like that Chinese officer says, that I get dropped into a B-movie, which I recall being also an Inazuma 11 line.
Yeah, it was most definitely an Inazuma 11 line,
and I was like, okay, this is why I like that so much, I guess, because they're cut from the same cloth.
They very much are cut from the same cloth.
So, spoilers alert,
this is the cloth of being fucking great.
Saturday morning cartoons.
Yeah,
in the
man.
90s. Like Street Sharks.
Like Street Sharks. Who's your favorite Street Shark?
The one with the roller skates.
You're fucking poser, man. You can't name all the Street Sharks.
I don't remember their names. I believe one's name was Hammerhead.
You're right. Who are the other two?
Jaws.
No, their tagline was Jawsome. Anyway, it doesn't matter. This isn't the Street Sharks podcast. That's the other podcast we're secretly working on. So, we're left off. We've got a new season of Digimon. So, we've got a problem in the digital world that needs fixing, right? And that's the Digimon Emperor. Mm-hmm. And he's a Digi-Destin who happens to be a fucking asshole.
I thought he was just a sad boy.
He's a sad boy later. Dope. Right now, he's a fucking asshole.
It says dope.
So we start at the beginning. We get our three new Digi-Destin. We got Davis, who, might I add, proves himself to be the greatest Digi-Destin of all time. Davis and Vemon. And there's not going to be any argument on that. Okay. There's no arguments accepted.
Okay.
After episode 49 of this season, we all know it to be true.
I didn't make it to 49.
You didn't make it?
No.
You didn't make it to the dream dimension?
No.
Oh, man.
The 48, I think.
Oh, man. You missed out.
I know. I fell asleep midway through after work today. And I had to watch a couple episodes twice.
Because they were in Spanish and you were super confused?
Yes.
Because wherever the fuck you were watching, some switched
to Spanish? It was in English, but it was very confusing to me. It was like, it was a dub, but they sounded ever so slightly Spanish, and everything they said was slightly wrong, like War Grauman.
It was probably that Filipino dub I sent you a link to. The Filipino dub is in English.
It might have been, but I didn't want to go that far, and I just listened to the first part. It could have been. It really could have been. I guess they couldn't find the American one for those, like, three episodes. But hey. And they weren't even back to back. It was like one, and then like I watched 10 more episodes, and then there was two, and I was like, "Why? You're confusing me."
You know what? They gave you what they had. Should just be happy, Sai.
I was, and the sad part was it was the Oikawa episodes, like right when he starts abducting kids. I was like, "Oh God, dang it! Really? Is this when you want to do this? I'm skipping this." So
you don't know if he got the kids or not. That's
no,
tough.
I do know he got the kids. Oh, I do know because I watched a few after that were in the right English cadence.
Right. So, what were we talking about? We got a three new Digi-Destin.
Yeah, and Michelle Takahashi.
You got Davis. You got Yoli, and you got Cody. Don't call him anything else.
I don't know what else to call them.
You got these new guys, and they get new Digivices. Super cool new Digivices.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, I actually really like those more.
The D3s?
Yeah.
They are cool. They're definitely a more modern look for the time.
What's the other one called? The D-Terminal?
The Detectors?
Yeah. What is that even for? Just to text people?
To text each other and hold the fucking eggs.
Oh yeah, I forgot. That's what they do. They hold the eggs.
I think they probably made the D3s because this was like the time when all the Macs were coming out. There were all those mm-hmm. weird shitty colors. Mm-hmm. People were into those. You remember desktop computers?
Yeah, I still have one actually.
Do you have a Mac?
No, I never had a Mac.
Do you have a weird ass Mac that's like translucent green?
No.
I think that's where the D3 idea came from.
That's like the first Mac, isn't it?
No. I mean, Mac goes back to the 80s. Yeah. Like in the 2000s. This is back when like iPods were first coming out and they're fucking weird ass commercials with shadows dancing and it's
iconic.
Y2K and there's lots of things going on back then. But anyway, they get this, and then so they find these eggs, right? Okay, so let's talk about Gatomon losing a fucking tail ring and pissing me off. What the fuck? Like, okay, they wrap it up in the end. Okay,
that's
it wasn't enough for me. But so Gatomon loses her tail ring, so that makes her
Unicorn Mon, right?
Unicorn Mon really steps on her tail and blasts the shit out of her, and she runs away. But she loses all her strength. She becomes she goes from being the strength of a champion to the strength of a rookie.
Mm-hmm. Well, they should have just made Gatomon the rookie, like I always thought, but whatever. But then you wouldn't have her in the first season jumping up and kicking War Greymon in the face. Or was it Metal? It might have been Metal Greymon that she was in the face.
It was just Greymon.
Not War. That's what I meant to say. Greymon.
It was just regular Greymon. But,
And also, what made me mad, because we're kind of on this, the new Digidestins, when they go into the TV, well, not the TV, the computer, why are they the only ones that change their clothes? TK and Kairi don't change their clothes. It really pissed me off. I don't know why. Don't ask me why. It just was, I was like, why are they the only ones? Because Yoli's outfit is literally the worst. I think, what was it last week that we did the Digimon? No.
Try.
Was that the one where I was like, Yoli got a glow up?
No, that's when you watched Last Evolution without us.
Yeah.
We haven't got to that yet. We'll get there.
She
takes her fucking weird ass helmet off.
Yeah. The game that it made her wear, and I swear I thought Cody was wearing the same clothes the entire show, but then I realized it was slightly different.
Yeah. What does that bug you? Does it bug you?
I don't know.
Does it bug you when Goku and Vegeta go Super Saiyan 4?
No, it bugs me.
They change pants.
Do they?
Yeah.
Oh, I never noticed.
Uh huh.
That's because they're hairy. It's like the Hulk thing. You know, you just got to keep an extra pair of pants for when you transform.
I get that.
But everyone else didn't do it. And that's the thing that bothered me. It's like, God damn it. Why do I have to watch Ty run around the Digi World with his goddamn school uniform on? And Davis has this goddamn flame jacket.
Yeah, Davis looked badass. Because those three are special.
Yeah, I know.
They were chosen to be Digidestined and given Digimon that could egg evolve.
And they gave Yoli, what do you call those? Horse riding pants.
Was that? I don't know. I believe you. I don't think you'd lie to me.
Because they have like the little baggy things. And I swear, I think I've only seen that on people riding horses. It's rich people stuff. I wouldn't know.
I think I rode a horse once as a kid.
I've never even touched the horse.
I've touched a horse. No. I'm almost positive I have.
I'm pretty sure those are monsters.
You know, I don't think it matters that much to the Digimon review how many horses we've touched.
Well, I mean, Unicorn Mon was a horse, Mon.
Unicorn Mon was a horse. He fucked up the entire thing. I guess it's just for recognition. They're like, oh, people know who Gatomon is. It's just fucking de-evolve into Salamon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, just fucks things up later.
Why, when Potamon came through back into the real world, was he still Potamon? Everyone else was their baby forms.
Potamon's tough.
Is he tough?
I guess he's tough, man.
He died. He killed himself.
That was Angemon. Don't blame. That's future Potamon.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Like future Trunks.
Yeah, like future Trunks.
Okay.
So they get there. So they're fighting. Fucking. They find out that the Digimon Emperor is a kid named Kenichi Joji, and he's a Digidestined, right? So they're fighting him for the first half of the series. And his partner is Wormmon. And Wormmon really doesn't like getting kicked all the time. But
And Wormmon is secretly secretly they're really the second best Digimon in the show.
Who's the best?
Armadillomon. I love
Armadillomon. You think Armadillomon's the best?
I love Armadillomon. Just because he sounds slightly Texan.
Okay, I wanted to bring up Armadillomon because the dude who voices him is Robert Axelrod, the dude who voiced Lord Zedd.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that's probably why I love him so much.
That's why you love him, because he reminds you of all the fucking nightmares you had as a kid.
And they also have a Power Rangers reference in like one of the later episodes. They're like, it's Arbor Day, and we're cutting your
Arbor Day Power Ranger special. And that's funny. Yeah. It's funny that we're talking about that now, because in the latest episode of Ghost Game, they had a Power Rangers reference. A lot of Power Rangers reference going on lately.
Yeah.
And they just announced the Power Rangers 30th anniversary special.
Really?
Yeah, you got the original Blue Ranger coming back. You got.
Oh, yeah, I did hear about that. Yeah.
Man, it's just fucking Power Ranger centric nowadays.
Isn't the Black Ranger doing it too?
Yeah, both of them.
Yeah, I thought so. With his four finger. That blew my mind when I found out that he had four of my fingers.
What?
He has four fingers on one of his hands.
Who does?
The Black Ranger.
Which one? Walter Jones?
Mm-hmm.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Must be his left hand, right?
I don't think he shows it on camera much, but there's like one frame and they have it and they show it and it's like one of the, like, I was like, and it just blew my mind because I never noticed as a kid.
I never noticed. I met him and I shook his hand and I didn't notice if he had four or five fingers, but I didn't count.
Yeah, I don't think most people would.
I didn't think it'd be appropriate.
Ah, I'd have asked them. Like, hey, man, you got four fingers?
Well, next time, if I ever see him again, I will. Hey, did you turn your camera off?
Oh, that's what happens?
That's fine. If you got like stuff you need to be doing in the background. Like when I'm at work, I turn my camera off and fold laundry.
I don't know why that's so funny to me.
I'm not gonna deal with this meeting bullshit. Anyway, so they're fighting Ken, and Ken's got these dark rings, right?
So yeah, he's missing, I think, one on his left hand. Like, he has the knuckle and everything, but it's,
I get you.
I had to look. I was like, I know I'm not fever dreaming this one.
Everything leads back to Power Rangers, I guess, because in that special, the second Power Ranger, Adam Park, played by Johnny Young Bosch, who is going to voice Vash in Trigun Stampede, which starts the dub tomorrow.
Oh, it's tomorrow. That's right. And I was about to give in and watch episode two.
Well, they're probably going to be like 2 weeks behind. I was waiting for the dub.
I was waiting too because you told me about it. But I had been like, I need something to watch tomorrow. And I was like, I guess I could watch.
Just watch My Dress Up Darling again. It's like a fucking John Green book as an anime.
I don't know what a John Green book is, but it sounds bad.
This is the dude who wrote the same book 19 times. Hey, Mark, are you there?
Yeah, but he's not asleep, so I don't know how long I'll have.
Okay. We planned on podcasting all night because we all love Digimon. So just wrap your head around that.
Okay. I mean, that makes sense.
So we're talking about Digimon Season 2.
Yeah.
You watched all 50 episodes.
Through like at least twice.
Okay.
I'm going to try to fix
what was your favorite part?
It seems really bright.
You do look super bright.
It happened a couple days ago and I don't know what's going on.
His favorite part was
the dream world. Do you have a lamp pointing at your face?
No, nothing's changed. I have the same light on I always do, but I don't know. For some reason, it's doing this. I'm going to try to fix it. But
that skin routine you're on, man, it's just working great. You got a nice glow.
Is that it? Oh, I know what it is. It's the auto white balance. It's somehow trying to like auto correct it.
Okay, I don't give a shit, man. What does this have to do with Digimon? Talk about Digimon.
Digimon was a thing. I don't know. The armor evolutions kept throwing me off. I didn't quite understand.
Okay,
well, you see,
egg to armor thing.
Okay, so the eggs held the armor, right? Imagine they were made of capsules armor. Made by Bulma holding Saiyan armor.
Got it.
Okay. Oh, I took that. I always took it as a different thing. I always took it as like, what do you call those things? You ever watch, what's it called? Bakugan. You know how you roll the little ball?
And it I never played it, but.
But you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know
what you're talking about. And it pops into a little monster. That's how I always kind of envisioned it. Like, it would just pop apart and be like,
yeah.
Pew, pew. Yeah.
Hmm.
Kind of like a Voltron connection.
Yeah. So let's talk about Flame Drummond's half shirt. What's the deal with that? The little sports bra.
Can we talk about why I hate all of the Digi armors?
You hate all of them?
Definitely TK and Kairi's.
I was going to say, yeah. I get TK and Kairi's. I don't like either of those.
No, okay. So
Pegasus Mon and Nefartimon. No.
No.
I like Flame Drummond as a kid.
Now. No, the weird half shirt three claw thing. Okay, maybe I don't remember from the first season so much, but in the first season, from what I remember, their attacks were just normally straight up their attacks, right? Like Greymon's Nova Flare was like the same looking thing every time. Same attack.
Yeah,
it was like the best comparison I can think of was like Rosetta Stone. I saw at least doing five different things. Anytime they said Rosetta Stone, first it was like knee blasts, and then she summoned an actual stone and threw it.
So what happened was in the first season, they said you have $32 to make each episode, and in this season they said you have $71 per episode.
Yeah, so they were like, okay, let's. Yeah, it was just something I kept noticing. I was like, wait, didn't that attack like come out of their eyes last time? Why is it coming out of like their chest now? Like every attack is just glitching.
And sometimes they have really funny parts, like when he first evolves into XVmon and he goes V punch and he kicks the shit out of him.
Yeah.
Listen, that's one of the things I love about the dub, that they're just like, fuck it, it'll be funny.
Yeah. I was like, that's not a punch.
Yeah, there's
thing that bothers me about XVmon so much is the X on his chest, which I get it. I get why they did it. You know, XVmon. Mm-hmm. But his move is V Blaster or whatever, and then it's an X. And I was like, why? Just shoot the V.
Yeah.
It doesn't bug me, but just like I always remembered XVmon being chubby.
Yeah.
But he wasn't.
I don't know why.
I always remember him having like a paunch and he didn't have it.
So this was my first time watching anything past season one.
I recall Shikuamon being something of my nightmares
You were right.
I think it's because his face doesn't move, right?
The Shikuamon's the worst fucking Digimon out of the 2021 we see out of this run.
Ah, man, because I remember loving Rigermon as a kid. That's what it is. Rigermon? The egg of courage. No, yeah. Not courage. Friendship.
Egg of friendship. We know what you mean.
The Gabumon compares. I remember liking him as a kid, and then now he just looks like he's like a bad bike.
Yeah.
There's a lot of ones. Okay. Again, I didn't fully finish season one, or at least not in like 15 years. So I don't remember this, but. In season two, when they're fighting the cowboy guy,
mm-hmm.
Star-Germon? What was his name? And they show the grave, and he's like overlooking the graves. Is that the first time they actually showed like proof that Digimon like die?
No, right? No,
they talk about that.
Yeah, if they're in the real world and they get destroyed, they'll die.
I couldn't remember because I just remember watching that episode and I was like, huh, that's interesting showing a bunch of
graves. That's the whole sad part about Wizardmon.
Wizardmon, also voiced by Robert Axelrod.
I thought you were about to say Johnny Young Bosch. I was like, no. Really? I was like, damn, that dude's good.
He is good, though. Yeah, but I think the best Armor Evolution is Digimon.
Into Submarine Mon?
No, he's talking about what's this move? Rock Kraken.
Yeah,
I love that one too. That's why Armadillomon has the best ones. Samarimon is kind of.
I don't like Samarimon. I don't like that Cody rides around in him.
But that one confused me.
Digimon just made perfect sense.
Yeah, Digimon is.
Digimon works. It makes sense. Digimon he digs.
And he has the closest, like, theme, like, makes sense of who he's supposed to be a copy of, or, like, a collection of, because he actually kind of takes on some, like, Kabuterimon features with the wings and stuff.
Yeah, because they kept, every time they were digivolving, they kept, like, showing the images of what Digimon they're supposed to be mimicked after.
Yeah, like, Greymon, Flamedramon was no.
Okay, sure.
I was like, okay, they use fire. That's it. And apparently, what is his move that I sent the video of? And I did not recall it ever sounding like laser beams.
What? What?
Flamedramon's move. Something this, right? I don't know.
Fire Rocket?
Fire Rocket, yeah. The one he shoots out. I was like, that's not how it sounds. I don't recall it sounding like that, but it probably did. It might have been because I watched that one Filipino episode.
That's probably it. I'm not a big fan of Hawkmon, but I gotta say Halsamon looks like a correct evolution.
Yeah. But I also don't like that one. I think I like Shirimon more than Hulk.
Yeah, I like Shirimon a lot. It was kind of cool having the shurikens for, like, hands and...
Okay, I don't think I like Hulkmon. I think I like Hulkmon's voice actor.
Yeah.
That's a good one. I feel like I recognized a lot of those guys' voices.
He's so proper. Well, apparently, Armadillomon was Lord Zedd.
Yeah.
They got Lord Zedd in the booth.
They got Lord Zedd in the booth.
Lord Zedd, okay.
Pink skin and pink arm muscles and everything.
He looks just like him. He looks more like Wizardmon. But, Wizardmon comes back.
Yeah.
As a computer virus or some shit. He's the Y2K.
I completely forgot about that. 2 years later.
So Wizardmon, who's like a wizard ghost, is now just a ghost, and he comes back and he gives Gatumon the tip on how to beat Ken.
Oh,
he's just like,
I thought I watched the wrong Digimon, believe
in love.
I thought
the classics, just Digimon. Believe in love, and that'll solve most of the issues. It was weird to me. This is like early on that like they. Just from like when we watched like the Tri movies where they're like going into the digi world through like ATM machines and like Coke machine, like whatever, like was it? And then they go through an ATM machine in that second Tri movie. He said it was connected to the internet. They went to the digi world through like an ATM machine.
Well, they put Agumon back in the safe zone.
Yeah. But it was just weird to me. Like in this season two, they can only go into their old elementary school computer labs computer to access the digi world.
Well, they
fix that later.
Yeah, they do through any laptop, basically.
Izzy fixes it.
Well, yeah, Izzy fixes almost all of their all of their problems.
Hey, Izzy, where's your friend Tinto?
Yeah. That's a mom, you fucking idiot.
Oh, I like how in like the first half, all the parents don't remember the Digimon. And then later on in this series, they all seem to just be like, yeah, Digimon. Or like, don't you guys have Digimon friends?
Yeah. That's the way it is. It's like a
and I forgot
Doctor Who thing.
I forgot how much I love Cody's grandpa.
Cody's grandpa was great. He almost made a friend too.
He almost did. Until he got the best Digimon. He did get him killed.
Let's get there in a second. Let's talk about, so they beat Ken, right? Ken makes his own Digimon.
Oh,
it's a fucking abomination.
Well, he gets Wormon to copy and paste him a Digimon on Photoshop.
Yeah, he makes Chimeramon, who is not the worst. He's not the most disgusting Digimon. The most disgusting Digimon is Dino Beedramon. He's pretty fucked up.
Yeah, he's. Oh. I kind of wish that they would have done a Skull Greymon episode with Dino Beedramon.
Yeah. They take over Agumon and force them to evolve into Skull Greymon, and then they force them to evolve into a dark version of Metal Greymon. That was pretty cool.
Was it? I recall being like, ew. Because it was cool. Like purple.
He was purple. Yeah. I like purple Greymon. But I think I texted you guys and I was like, man, I really think they missed an opportunity not when Ken didn't get Patamon. And force him to evolve like into a Dark Angemon or like a Devimon or something. I thought that would have been cool.
They just miss all the good ones whenever they don't do Dark Digivolutions.
Yeah, they don't.
There are some good ones.
Dark Digivolutions. They're all good. Every Dark Digivolution is great.
Yeah.
That's what I think this Digimon really missed. What they should have done was had a bad group of Digidestins.
Like the Psycho Rangers.
Yes, like that, like a Psycho
Ranger. Or the Legion of Doom.
Yeah.
Hawk and Animal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just import the Legion of Doom.
Well, they had one. How many do you want, Sai?
I want a whole Digimon set.
Well, they barely beat the one.
Exactly. I want a Dark Agumon, Black Agumon, because Black Agumon or Black Toy Agumon.
Yeah, a Black Toy Agumon would be great, but that I don't think that exists. I think there's a Clear Toy Agumon.
I thought there was a black one. I might be mistaken.
I can't confidently make the argument that any Digimon doesn't exist.
Yeah, there's too many. Yeah. Like, I remember watching a lot. And I was like, I don't remember half of these Digimon. Like, Koalimon, which is really
there's
cool
so on. Many. I don't know.
This they don't count them. There's just a lot.
Is huge.
Sai, do you remember how they beat Chimeramon?
But wasn't it Magna? Magnamon.
Magnamon, man, because fucking Ken is powering his spaceship. He's using the golden digi egg to power a spaceship.
Which it turns out the golden digi egg is actually a crest.
It's from a crest.
From Adventure One that we did not know existed.
Do you remember what it was a crest of?
It was the crest of kindness, right?
It was kindness. Ken has the crest of kindness because despite him stomping on Wormmon with both feet 19 times in a row, it turns out he's a nice guy.
Yeah, and literally torturing Agumon and making copies of Digimon. He literally pulls a Mewtwo and makes copies of it, makes Digimon fight each other.
He does.
That wasn't a Mewtwo. That was a Caesar of Rome. He had a straight up.
he did have a gladiator ring.
He was tough. But yeah, you're right, Sai. That when they get into that Ken episode. Oh, there's one thing I did forgot to mention that I really liked. When Ken first disappears in the digital world and his mom and dad are talking and his dad's like, I'm going to break the door down. His mom says, don't break the door. And he says, I got to break something. It's fucking hilarious.
Like, very relatable.
I get it, but why?
It does seem like a bit of an overreaction.
And then after that, they're just like, yep, he's still not here.
He's gonna. And every ran once away. In a while,
like every episode, they're like, Ken Ichijoji, who's been gone for 8 months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what?
There was some time skips going on.
So Ken comes back, right? And you get the Ken episode where you find out he had a brother who is dead. The Digivice was meant for his brother.
Mm. Yeah, I don't believe that. I thought it was Ken's. I know Ken thinks it's his brother's.
But can you just like hand the Digivice to someone else and be like, here, you can use it now?
We've never seen that done before.
You've never seen it done before, but who's to say it can't?
Yeah, that's
true.
Because you got to think, his brother was a little bit older, so the Digivice probably meant for him, but then Ken takes it and he puts it in the Dark Ocean, and it turns into the D3, the Black D3.
Yeah, the Dark Ocean. I forgot that's what it was called. Not Kyrie's Place.
Kyrie's Place is the Dark Ocean. But yeah, I do like, there was more explanation of the Dark Ocean than I remember in this.
Yeah, there really was. This is your first time watching this, right, Mark?
Yeah, season two,
So did the Dark Ocean confuse the shit out of you?
So much.
Okay.
A lot of this stuff confused me. Like, is it Kari? Is that Ty's sister's name?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, when she gets, I guess, mind connected to those water Digimon, I can't remember their name, in the tunnel system.
Oh, Divemon.
Divemon.
Dark Ocean.
Yeah, in the Dark Ocean. And they just teleport her from the real world, and then they're just like, oh, I guess that's a thing now. Like, we can do that.
Well, when you're a very sad person.
She's very sad.
Yeah, I was that the Dark Ocean, that super confused me. The armor stuff super confused me.
Well, okay. I remember reading something about that the Dark Ocean was supposed to be a lot longer than that.
Yeah. Right. The Dark Ocean was supposed to be about Kari's depression. They do explain. They explain the armor evolution at the end.
Mm-hmm. What is it? Azulongmon?
Azulongmon, so Jedi and Azulongmon had Jedi set this up for Digimon that could armor Digivolve because
it was an ancient form of Digivolve.
It was an ancient form of Digivolving, and the Dark Spires would keep them from actually Digivolving.
Mm-hmm.
Right, I do remember that where he was like, "Oh, I have these things up there, so now you guys can't Digivolve. So I'm gonna conquer the Digi universe." They were like, "Ha, we have armor."
Yeah. Yeah,
we have, which I think is a very ambiguous power up, I'd say, because we don't really know. Like, sometimes they're champion level, and then like sometimes they're kind of mega level, right?
Yeah.
No, ultimate.
Ultimate. I know. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah. But I didn't want anybody coming in the comments being like,
no one comments on this. They don't need to. We're always right. But so they beat Ken. Ken gets sad. And then his
clothes digitizes.
His clothes digitize, yeah. So Ken decides him and Wormmon. Ken goes back to the digital world. He finds Wormmon again. They become best friends.
Of course, yeah.
And then at some point, Wormmon becomes Stingmon, Sai's favorite Digimon.
Yes.
I did look up what Wormmon, because I didn't know if I was going to make it. So, like, ahead of time, I looked up, like, what Wormmon digivolved into. And Stingmon looks pretty freaking sweet.
Did you make it to Stingmon?
I didn't make it to Stingmon.
You didn't?
No.
That's sad. That's only 20 episodes in. So, from there, it's, you know, they spend a couple of episodes getting Ken to join the team. But then we also have the Dark Spires turning into Digimon.
Yeah. Because apparently this woman got into the Digimon world. And Palmon lied to me. I thought we were better than that, Palmon.
When did Palmon lie? Palmon wouldn't lie.
Palmon called her a woman, and our Kinnimon is clearly not a woman.
Our Kinnimon is clearly not a woman, and neither is Mummymon. So our Kinnimon is pulling out hairs to turn control spires into Digimon, right? Mm-hmm. And then Ken gets the team on his side, and they all destroy him. But what happens, Sai, when she pulls out 100 hairs and turns 100 control spires into one Digimon?
The best emo Digimon ever of all time, Black War Greymon, my
Black
favorite.
Black War Greymon.
I unironically liked him just because he was black and cool as a kid. And now, like, as an adult, I can appreciate the character struggle that he goes through a lot more. And Josh is going to appear with a
My Black War Greymon model.
I was like, I knew he's gonna have one.
He's very important to me. He's very pointy.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I don't recall that he didn't have the crest on his back.
He doesn't have the crest.
I remembered him having the crest, but I was wrong.
Mm-mm. But I'm with you 100%. I also remember him having the crest. But it wouldn't make any sense.
Yeah.
I would assume if they meant any other War Greymon, he would also not have the crest, even if it's just a regular War Greymon. I think that's very specific to the Greymon we know.
I think that's all the War Greymons. Well, I mean, I don't know. But yeah, that would make sense, though. I do agree. Do we? No, that comes later.
What?
Because they start to learn how to regular Digivolve.
They learn how to regular Digivolve, and then they learn how to DNA Digivolve.
Yes.
Which seems pointless, but fine, I guess. I mean, did you get Pyeldramon?
They kind of wear it out.
Well, I don't understand why they would need to DNA Digivolve. Just, I guess they don't have crests, so they can't evolve. But, I mean, fucking, TK and Kyrie don't have crests anymore, and they can still Digivolve an ultimate.
We don't see Datsumon. No, she does. She does. Digivolve into Angelomon. They forgot that she was a champion. It's because she doesn't have her ring.
It's all fine. Yeah, well, what about Magna Angemon? You see him?
That was because he was mad. TK was really, really mad.
Okay, don't get me. Okay, so the fucking TK has anger issues. What the fuck? That's this weird 3-episode arc where Cody doesn't want to DNA Digivolve with TK because he has anger issues. Where did these anger issues come from?
Literally, no.
Like,
because it's not even anger issues, really. Because
he's just like, let's stop evil.
Yeah, he just doesn't like evil.
But like, dude literally does not. He's the chillest dude in the entire show. Ken whips him in the face, and he just stands there for 3 seconds, and then he's like, okay, now I'm going to fucking hit you. Like the most calculated, cold thing.
Well, first he goes, because I really like this part, he goes, well, there's a time for talk. This isn't it.
Yeah.
Man, you get literally the best Sakuga ever in Digimon show whenever he punches him. Because that was except for when Black War Greymon's fighting War Greymon and they do the Dragon Ball Z stuff. And I was like, oh, Digimon spun its whole budget right here.
Yeah.
It was like, you get $144.
Yeah. Well, they're saving money because episode 49 is literally just every Digivolution one after another.
Yeah. I just started skipping 15, 20 seconds every time. Like, just, I'm tired. I've been watching this all day. I know what the Digimon evolve into. I know I can picture it when I close my eyes. And the Filipino one, it was like, Digimon, wait, how did it go? It goes, Demon changes to, skip.
Yeah.
Skip the whole episode. He Digivolves.
So you get later in the series and you find out that Ken actually has a dark spore inside of him. And that's what made him into an asshole.
which is just the kill germ from the virus card from Yu-Gi-Oh.
It is the
crush card.
Crush card, yes. Crush card.
What it actually is, it's that shit you used to get from LimeWire when you would download songs that ended in EXE instead of MP3.
Yep. Oh, LimeWire.
Ty, who put that dark spore in him?
Oikawa.
Okay. So Oikawa.
Who is connected to every fucking body.
He's connected to everything. So he put the dark spore in Ken. So Ken Oikawa was Cody's dad's best friend went nuts when Cody's dad died. And he created digital copies of himself because he couldn't go into the digital world. And those digital copies were Mummy Mon and
Arachnemon,
right? So they
say the Philippines Arachnemon.
Arachnemon. So he creates the dark spore in Ken. So Ken starts building these dark spires to push the boundaries of the digital world out further because he just wants to go to the digital world. He's just sad because he just wants to go to the digital world.
Because as a kid, they were the first Digidestins in a way.
Maybe they found out about it before anyone else. That's for sure.
They found out about it. And don't they have that part at the end where he sees his partner?
Yeah, he gets his partner at the end and then he immediately dies. Yeah. But guess what, man?
Mm-hmm.
He's not the fucking problem.
No.
Myotismon was in his head all along. It all goes back to Myotismon. It always goes back to Myotismon.
I forgot about Magic Myotismon.
Magic Myotismon, man. And this leads. You find that out. And then episode 40, like
the last episode, right?
One of the second to last episode, they're not in the digital world. They're in this like other dimension made out of dreams that Jedi was telling them about. And
now, which Jedi is that? Is that Benjamin?
That's actual Jedi. It's not Benjamin. It's not Hogan. It's not Jose.
Wait, I actually called that one. I was like, hold on. Mexican Jedi. His name is going to be Jose.
Okay. So if you called that, explain his fucking karate moves to me.
He goes, I'm majestic. I'm majestic Jose. And he goes to distract the people, and I swear to God, I was like, oh, he's gonna do magic. Nope. He does Chinese Kung Fu.
He does Kung Fu.
And they all do classic. It, too. Because someone else, one of the other ones was doing those moves. I don't remember which one it was. It was one of the ones after Jose, I think. It might have been, no, Ilya wasn't. It wasn't the Russian one, because the Russian one was eating.
Mm-hmm.
And then they beat him. And he showed up late, and they were like, oh, yeah, we just wanted to go to lunch. I just had lunch, guys. God damn, you got to go to Siberia.
Yeah.
This is so good. Oh, man. And Hogan dressing up like fucking Santa Claus.
Yeah, fucking Santa helping him rip down the...
He was like, yeah, I just had to deliver some packages. He sold me on it, too. I was like, because I forgot that it was actually Hogan. And he sold me on it. I was like, oh, it's, why the fuck is there Santa Claus?
Yeah, I'm with you. I was there on that. And so where were we at? Okay, so they're in the dream dimension, right? And X-Vmon just wants to fight Myotismon. And Davis is like, no, you can't beat him. But X-Vmon's like, yeah, yes, I can. Believe in me. And you know what fucking happens?
What?
He beats him because Davis believed in him. Next Beamon punches him right in the fucking face. And then, right, Myotismon puts all the kids in the illusion of their perfect world, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Mm-hmm. But you know who we can't put in an illusion? Davis, because Davis already lives in the perfect world.
Because he's fucking dumb.
Yeah, Davis is so dumb, he has the perfect life. And that's why he is the best Digidestin.
I mean... Okay, quick aside again. Now always. That I think about it. So, in the original adventure, Devimon evolved into the Myotismon, right?
Say that again. I'm sorry.
In the original Adventure 01, the Myotis Mon at the end is the original Devimon, right?
No.
It's not? It's a different one? Okay.
It's a different one.
Okay, so that's what was confusing me. Because I was like, if Myotis Mon came back, why the fuck is there half a Devimon that can just Ghostbuster into his, I don't know, into his backpack? He just wants to talk about Digimon too, man.
Oh, I want to talk about it. So Davis just has the perfect life, and like he pulls them all out of the fucking dreams, and then you literally just watch shit fucking evolve for an entire episode. Like they're all when they get out of their dreams, XVmon, Rageramon, and Flamedramon are all there, and everyone's just like, "How'd you do that?" And he's like, "I don't know. I just believed." So they all believe with him. So
power of belief.
They all. You've got every single form of the evolved Digimon fighting Mallow Myotismon. It's fucking great.
Yeah.
And they win, if you're wondering.
They do win.
I thought they lost. I thought that's why they ended the adventure series.
No. They win.
Because Myotismon finally won.
They defeat Myotismon, and then you know what happens? They skip 25 years in the future. 25 years. Where the barrier between the digital world and the physical world is down, and everyone has a Digimon partner.
Oh, yep.
Yeah. And Yoli got Ken.
And Mac got Sora.
Yeah.
You don't like that?
No, I don't mind it.
You wanted Matt and Ty to end up together, right?
Yeah, of course.
I kind of did too. It's like, yeah, I think we talked about that. It's an almost famous moment.
Yeah. That
they both wanted her, but she wanted them to be together.
And I kind of like Mimi and what's his name now? Izzy.
Mimi and Izzy? I do too, man. Izzy deserves it.
After try, I like Mimi and Izzy. I saw a meme, and it was like the Digidestined at 100% power. And then it's like the Digidestined at 99% power, and it's just Izzy. And I'm like,
that's got to be fucking exhausting for Izzy doing all the thinking for eight goddamn people constantly.
Yeah, and Joe, which he has the best partner. I've grown to love Gomamon so much. I even love his fish's attack, even though it's very stupid.
Look, I love Gomamon as well as the next man, but no one compares to Tentomon anymore, man.
Yeah, Tentomon's pretty good.
Tentomon's the best. Hercules Kabuterimon fucking pushing eight other Digimon back. He's just beefy.
Yeah, he's a beefy boy. And then they made a Moses reference in Digimon 02.
They did make a Moses. They made a lot of good references. They were on point.
They're like, oh, Black War. Did he just part the Red Sea? No, he parted with the Digi Sea. Or no, is it the parting of the Digi Red Sea or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, when he was trying to destroy the stones, which we skipped through.
Silphimon.
Silphimon, what do you think of Silphimon?
Better than Shikuamon. Not and almost as good as Pyodramon.
I like Silphimon a lot, except for the chicken legs.
Yeah, the chicken legs are kind of weird.
Chicken legs, I don't buy it.
well. Wait, it's her and Halt? No, it's not Halcyon. It's
Aquilamon and Gatomon.
Aquilamon is a lot bigger than Gatomon.
Yes.
I mean, yeah.
But yeah, Silphimon's pretty big.
I think that's what Shikuamon misses, right? Because everyone, all the other two, you can kind of see, okay, it's...
They look like a combination of them.
It's XVmon wearing Stingmon. Or it's the Topagatamon and some parts from Aguilamon.
Yeah.
Shikuamon, they just go, a giant jar with a face on it.
They get a fucking robot jar that no one could possibly like.
It's that's the worst one. But do we do get to see Magna Angemon?
You do, yeah. He doesn't do shit.
He doesn't do shit.
But I guess he never really does shit.
Nah, he doesn't. You do get to see Magna Angemon. And I just realized this, but none of them get past champion. I literally was just talking to my brother, and he was like, what ultimates do you see? And I'm like, you don't really see any besides Imperial
Dramon.
Yeah, besides him. And I was like, yeah, they don't even make it past champion. He's like, really? I was like, yeah.
Well, the DNA Digivolves are Megas.
Yeah, they are, but you know what I mean.
No, but right? Yeah, that was what I was complaining about. I mean, they still could have had, they had plenty of episodes to put the Megas in there.
Mm-hmm. And you didn't even have to go to Ultimate. I really just wanted to see, like, what is it? Old Force? No, it's Vidramon, right?
Vidramon?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Vidramon. I don't know.
But Vidramon is a champion.
Is he?
Yeah.
I don't know. It would have been the Old Force?
You see All Force Vidramon?
Is that who Exegumon would? I don't know who Exegumon would digivolve into.
No, Exvmon. Exvmon's the virus type. Vidramon evolves into Arrow Vidramon, and then Arrow Vidramon is All Force Vidramon.
Okay.
Who's pretty badass.
Yeah.
But we don't get to see any of that, so it doesn't matter.
No, unfortunately.
So, Sai, if you were rating Digimon Adventure 02, like, if I were doing it, I'd give it an S+, which I'm doing. How about you?
I'd give it a...
Decisions.
S-. I'd give it an S minus.
An S minus.
It's not quite as good as the first season. But it's still a lot better than I remember it being.
So I loved it. I love the first season as well. Let me ask you this. Have you ever heard of Star Trek?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of the movie Wrath of Khan?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard that used as a phrase?
So much.
Like, that's a Wrath of Khan moment?
Yeah.
Okay, so that means, like, you know, something is good on its own, but if you've seen the related material, it's great. So it would be, I don't know how I would rate 02 on its own if I didn't have 01 to build off of. Yeah. But, you know, if I was taking it all, for me, it's an S+.
Yeah.
Top tier.
As like, a whole
shining thing, example of what anime should be.
Yeah, I agree with that.
It's got Lord Zedd in it.
S minus on its own, though.
Plus, Tentomon is voiced by Jeff Nimoy, who is the second cousin of Leonard Nimoy.
No way.
Hmm, or you know.
Mark.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm not the biggest Digimon guy. I think it's vastly superior to, like, I know it's always the Digimon Pokemon debate. I think it's way better than anything Pokemon will ever be in its entirety.
Pokemon's too rigid to ever be truly great.
True.
Wait, cross.
I thought it was, like, overall, it's like peak 90, it's like peak nine, like late 90s anime. Like, it literally is like quintessential. So there's definitely stuff to enjoy about it, but just for me, it's not really like my direct cup of tea. I mean, I do enjoy Digimon though, but I'm gonna give it a B+.
Were you here when I made the comment about it being like Inazuma 11?
I don't think so.
Okay, well, yeah,
I agree with that statement though.
It's Inazuma 11 Metabots all rolled into one. They're all the same thing, and they're all great.
Yeah, it is like peak late 90s, early 2000s anime. Like, you cannot get more peak than this.
Saturday yeah. cartoon.
Yo, yeah, 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 exactly. Peak Saturday morning cartoon anime. Like, it's perfect for that. It's
the Power Rangers Arbor Day special.
Yep.
yeah. It, no, it is though. Like I said, so I'll give it like a B plus, A minus ish, somewhere around there.
Okay. So all together, it gets an S plus when we add all of our scores.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
It's math.
It's how, it's how math works. I mean, it's pretty simple. It's math.
Right. So it goes on the wall.
It goes on the wall.
It would go on the wall. Yeah.
Not surprised.
Awesome. So all right, Mark.
Digimon Tamers next week, right?
No, next week we're doing a quiz.
There's God, there's so many. I looked it up. There's like there's Digimon.
There's a
Cyber Squad.
That's a video game.
What was it?
No, he's talking about the one with Marcus, I think.
Oh, Data Squad?
Oh, Data Squad. That's what I was trying to think of.
Yeah, the one, the guy that punches people to Digivolve.
So listen, I'm not going to say I definitely don't love Data Squad, but I do appreciate when the humans fucking punch the Digimon like Yo Lee did to Lady Devimon.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Like, I you got to give her credit.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Mark, you got any kind of wheels you could spin?
Yeah, that's funny. I do, actually. Let me go ahead and bring that up.
Because if you don't, I think Josh has one.
I bet I could find one. You I don't probably know could. If you're going to like the results, but
I'm sure there are probably like pre-made wheels that are just like a bunch of random anime like thrown together. All right. Before I spin, does anyone have anything that they've heard about that I should add on here?
Yeah. Could you add Digimon Tamers?
Yeah.
Like 10 times.
I mean, technically, I can. Okay. Am I adding Digimon Season 3 just because? Or
that is Digimon Season 3.
Yeah. Oh, is that? Okay. That's Season 3. Okay. Yeah, that's what confused me initially when I was first starting to watch it. I was like, okay, Digimon Season 2 is what?
Digimon Season 2.
Yeah. All right. Let's see what we get. There's 96 on here. We're getting closer and closer to that triple digits.
Let's do it. Let's spin this shit. I'm hoping let's for Digimon. See.
It's. I mean, it's happened before. We added something on the wheel and it landed on it.
What's it say? Attack on Titan.
Oh, my fucking God.
Didn't we do that or did I not remove it?
We never did Attack on Titan.
I could have sworn. I don't know why I thought that. But okay.
No, Attack on Titan is a well-known anime where Titans attack. And everyone is pissed off about it right now.
And people yell at it.
people yell a lot. Okay.
This is such a timely thing because they just announced like they're splitting the last season into 32 different parts, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, earlier. Yeah. That's the last season. They were like, hey, we're going to split it into two half seasons or whatever friggin' they were saying they were talking about.
They were like, no, they were like, well, this is going to be the last season. And then the last season came out. And then they were like, no, this was just the first half.
Well, they were putting out the last season, right? And then they split it into two different parts. And now they split it into three different parts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really, yeah. It makes no sense.
I've been meaning to watch it, so that's pretty cool.
I have only seen season one.
Me too.
Which I'm assuming is overwatching, so I'll just get as far as I can, I guess.
Yeah.
Was it this quiz show or one of Ash's that they asked me to name all of the Titans? The Titans.
No, that wasn't
the Titans with Ash. Okay.
I don't think it was this one.
Talking about fucking walls on our quiz show.
Yeah, seriously.
I think the walls.
Rose, yeah, that wasn't our show. The only question I asked.
We're not going to name the walls again.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Mark, walls. I've had to pee for 45 minutes. You want to wrap us up here?
Yeah, I gotcha. Well, if you made it this far, you've done the correct thing. You're waiting till your parents are almost home. You pop that old VHS tape out of your dad's TV, put it back in that box, sprinkle some dust on it, put it back under the bed. You got to take it out next week for another special edition of Dad's Anime Stash, where there's going to be a quiz. It's probably going to be a lot of Digimon. And then the week after that will be Attack on Titan. And I don't know, so however far we get. So just make sure Facebook, all that fun stuff. Follow us, like it, share, subscribe, all that stuff. We'll see you next week.
For Black Girl Mon.